I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed Kirk Cousins on the show earlier today, we'll react to some of the more important clips from that conversation at 1:30. The Redskins have not looked great this preseason. They're in the bottom five in the NFL in scoring to this point. Are you allowing how they've performed in these games in August to influence what you're expecting come September? That's the question. 800-636-1067. It's very simple. No one's saying they've played well. It's been a mixed bag that has been mostly disappointing. Are you allowing the preseason to alter or influence your expectations? Danny, what did you have them at as a record when we were talking about that earlier in the preseason?
5-11.
Okay. Oh, that's true. I forgot.
Yeah.
Because I've got them in the 7-9, 8-8 range.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say I said 8-8 because I think that was about where I was. I'm lowering it to 7-9, so I guess.
So it has affected you, right?
A little bit in the sense that I had them, they're going to go one or the other, and I'm going with the lesser of those two things now. I just think as we're getting closer to the season, I think their schedule is, for a team that doesn't have a last place schedule, they have a treacherous schedule.
Yeah.
Even their two games that I thought were gimmies against the teams out west in a pretty good division, San Francisco and L.A., you're going cross country to play against coordinators who know you really, really well.
I mean, San Fran's at home after the bye. But,
oh, that's true. But, I keep saying they go to San Francisco, but they go to L.A. twice because of San Diego.
Yeah, you go to Seattle. I mean, there are a couple games that it's adorable, but you just ain't winning. There are two losses that when the schedule came out, you could do it. You could do it now. You could do it. They are not winning Monday Night Football at Kansas City, and they're not winning 4 o'clock start in Seattle. If it happens, make your bet. Do whatever you want to.
And not only those games that are really difficult matchups against good teams on the road, but the gimme games, the Rams, Sean McVay knows you inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
The 49ers, Kyle Shanahan knows everything you want to do, a lot about your personnel still to this day. Those are the games that are supposed to be easy, and they're not going to be for this team. So I guess my answer would be yes, a little bit. I'm not as confident in this team as I was three preseason games ago. But it really hasn't influenced it much. I've gone from 7-9 or 8-8 to 7-9.
The only way it could have gone for me is up. Now, I fully acknowledge, for science nerds out there, I've got a tremendous case of confirmation bias. I do, because this is what I thought. I thought this year isn't necessarily about personnel or whoever else. It's about the organization saying, we know better. You fire McLuhan, you promote all these guys from within, you think you've arrived. Jerry Brewer wrote this a couple months ago, and he nailed it then. I think this is the column I'll just keep retweeting as the season goes on. I really think we're in for the bottom falling out.
Well, let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Go ahead.
What if McLuhan wasn't as involved as you and I thought he was, and basically the team leaked stuff about him basically just being a scout who was influenced by alcohol or whatever it is that they leaked, okay, is not overstated, and that the guys like Alex Santos and Eric Schaefer and A.J. Smith's son Kyle, like those guys were actually a big reason why the Redskins turned it around the last 2 years and made the progress they did. What if that's the case? And those guys now with elevated roles, Doug Williams as well, I guess I should throw in there, are actually as big or more a reason why the team's gotten better as Scott McLuhan is, and it was just a coincidence that his 2 years were winning years.
I'd say it's a pretty remarkable coincidence that guys have been in the building for some time through years of 4-12, 3-13, 5-11, 6-10, 4-12, the SS leak a lot, everything else, all of a sudden got really, really competent as they gained more authority. We act like it's this random coincidence that their two best seasons are when they had the correct NFL structure. Football person making football decisions, some right, some wrong. The guy that can go talk to Bashaud Breeland when a coach gets on is you-know-what, and they work it out, and he plays better down the stretch. That was resented for whatever reason. So the non-football guys took the power back and promoted their buddies. That's a Goose Allen situation, et cetera. So it would be a remarkable coincidence, I guess, is the answer to your question that I've got. So when I go, this is a 5-11 team, and nobody realizes it, and the bottom is going to fall out, et cetera. What I see in the preseason now is confirming that. So, again, it's unfair, and it's scientifically imbalanced, and it's not correct, and it's the type of thing that would be thrown out of any, you know, scientific study at any university or whatever else. But the only way for me it could go is up. Let's say, for the sake of argument, that starting the first preseason game against Baltimore, they establish the run, and the five guys up front are knocking guys around, and they're getting 4.5 yards a pop on first down, and everybody looks good all the time. Let's say the first-team offense against Green Bay doesn't wait to the last drive of the second quarter against backups to plug it in. Let's say they look great out of the gate. Hey, this Sean McVay handing it off to Jay Gruden play-calling stuff, it's seamless. These guys won't miss Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson. These new receivers, the timing's going to work out and everything else. These guys are going to hit the ground running, and they're going to get off to a good start for the first time in Jay Gruden's tenure. Really, for the first time since Jim Zorn's first year. They don't get off to good starts here in Washington. They get off to 2-4 starts, thank you very much.
Maybe Shaney had a 3-1 start with Rex Grossman at the controls.
You're right, Rex, and then they made a change because it was such a good 3-1.
John Beck shortly later.
That Rams game, by the way, still makes me sad inside. They won that game and Rex tried to lose it. Remember that? Remember they were up 17-0 or whatever, and Rex threw a couple pickles, and it was
the
just,
one in St. Louis.
Yeah,
I was there.
And you go, this set football back a little bit.
A pretty terrible game.
That
was the Ryan Terrain game, wasn't it?
Sounds right to me.
I think when he ran for like 100-some yards.
That sounds right. So had they looked sharp, had they looked so that, you know, no false starts, no, you know, rampant penalties, no shooting yourself in the foot, no 3-and-outs, no gross, you know, offenses, they've done it, I could have said, you know what, maybe they will be with it. Maybe this carryover is going to happen. I just see something that's confirming what I thought going in. So my answer is it hasn't changed. It could have only changed positively for me, though.
Yeah, because you've got them losing right. So many games already.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think we should make many massive judgments based on the preseason. Because if they were great across the board universally as an offense, as a defense, if so far they look like the best team in football through the preseason, let's say they'd won each of these games by an average of 17 points, it would mean nothing. They would open up against the Eagles, and if they were just a smooth operating, they're making plays, first downs every time they got 3rd and 6, everyone's wide open, that wouldn't help them at all against Philly. And it wouldn't make it any more likely, wouldn't you say? That they're going to play well against the Eagles? Like, going out and looking great, it means zero. So by the flip side of that, shouldn't looking bad also mean zero?
It's how I approach NBA Summer League. I used to get these arguments all the time with AJ Ataye, who's, you know, NBA fanboy. Next time a guy drops 27 in a Summer League game on 30 shots, he'll be like, he can play, though. We get these arguments all the time. A
lot of he can play, though.
All you can learn in a game in preseason, or you can learn in Summer League, is if someone can't do it. That's how I feel. So if you play well, you're right. You haven't arrived. You're not winning the Super Bowl with 4-0 preseasons, even though Larry Michael will tell you their record every time they go into a regular season. The Redskins fall to 3-1, and he's all excited about they winning preseason games. When they've been bad, they've won. Osaka, Japan comes to mind. It just shows you, though, if you can't do it, like you can't block somebody, you miss somebody one-on-one, you get knocked back into the backfield, or you're dropping passes, Brian Quick, Terrell Pryor, all it shows you is that you can't do it. When I understand schemes aren't perfect, but a lot of other teams aren't scheming it up. A lot of other teams aren't 32nd in yards, 30th in yards per play, 30th in time of possession, 28th in points this preseason. A lot of teams aren't scheming it up and still managing a little bit more competence.
Oh, yeah. I want them to be able to do the very basic fundamental things that they're doing better, because that's the frustration.
Right.
We could talk about the playbook and game planning until we're blue in the face. Game planning all week long for a team doesn't help you catch the football.
Right.
Doesn't help you get the ball to the right guy. Doesn't help you pick up a block, Brandon Scherff, one-on-one against a guy you've got to be able to block as a Pro Bowler. None of those things change because you spend time game planning. Those are just basic fundamentals. Every single Sunday they're going to matter. Are you going to be able to do that or not?
Can you block the guy in front of you? Can you deal with the one person you're going to have to deal with? At a certain point, someone has to compete against somebody.
Yeah. Now, maybe... And I had guys tell me this in the locker room over the last few years. Well, you're not in the same mindset, so you're going to have one or two more mental lapses because you don't feel like it's the regular season. And well, then you're just going through the motions. So what are we out here for?
Yeah, I could deal with a couple mental lapses. What I can't deal with is over 3 games, you're the worst in the NFL pretty much as an offense. I can't deal with, you know, 3 3-and-outs where you get negative yardage and then a pick six.
Right.
In your dress rehearsal game.
You'll hear some of Kirk Cousins' comments on the preseason. He joined us this morning in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll play a couple of those clips and react to that, including his thoughts on the pick 63 yesterday and on the development of Rob Kelly, who may have saved himself his starting job. Next, Dave Jagler, voice of the Washington Nationals on the busy weekend for the Nats. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
It is Grant and Danny, and we were at the Junkie Summer Dress Party. You know what was cool about that, besides having a great time with a bunch of listeners? People haven't seen you in a while. What do we get? We got a lot of compliments, didn't we?
Ton of compliments.
Well over 100 pounds lost as a show, thanks to our friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss. Listen, it's not easy. Everybody gets it. It's hard to lose that last stubborn 25, 30 pounds, which is what I was looking to do, or to get your life changed like so many listeners that we've met out there at EMP 180 Weight Loss. I'm telling you, it's hard to do, but you can do it, and EMP will help you.
I had a house party for the Mayweather-McGregor fight and had food available to me that I never would have before because I've made a lifestyle change. So instead of just ordering up buffalo wings from one of my favorite pizza places, we made wings at the house. We cooked them, baked them with sauce I'm allowed to have that's sugar-free, and some of them dry rub, and I was able to eat them. We did a lot of things food-wise that I would have never done for a house party, for a fight watch, because now I know what I can and can't eat. And because of that, it was a pretty productive night for me.
Awesome.
EMP 180 Weight Loss.
Got to go see him. You got to give him a call. Get in touch. I'm telling you. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.